Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
How would you like to tell Bear Grylls what to do? Not figuratively, but, you know.
Tell him where to go. You know the directions.
I didn't mean that. Well, Netflix has a new show coming out next month called You Versus Wild, starring the survival expert, the one and only Bear Grylls. It'll be an interactive show where Bear goes on an adventure and you get to make decisions for him. So that's fun, right? Unless
like
it's Fat Boy.
The mirror show.
I mean, you run out of so many like survival situations, right? He's been doing this for well over 10 years.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you saw what happened to Crocodile or the Hell, I can't remember his name now. How sad is it? Hold on. Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that guy had been doing it forever. He wouldn't even look at them anymore. He just opened their jaws up. Mm. Next thing you know, swallowed them whole.
Oh,
or whatever happened.
Not no, quite got what happened. Impaled. Close. By a swordfish. Right?
Like, Bear Grylls is like, you know what I would always do? I would always make him drink his own urine. That would be my ending to all of them. Because that's part of the survival. Well, he always talks about boiling your urine.
That's the funny thing. That's all people are going to say is...
Make him drink his pee.
Drink pee. That's all they're going to say to him the whole time. It's just that, nothing else.
He's in a plane that's about to crash. What should I do? Should I jump? No, drink your pee.
Drink it.
Boil it first, though, Bear. Right. Don't just drink it like that.
He taught you how to, you know, if you're stranded out in the snow, build a tunnel and sleep naked in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the I mean, that makes, I mean, what he says obviously is true. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's special forces.
Is he really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, British.
He knows some stuff.
He would have to know something above and beyond to be able to survive on that little tin of almonds that he gave us.
You know? Forget about that.
I mean, come on.
He sent us a tin of almonds one time for Christmas.
Where?
Well, he said you can survive like on an ounce of almonds per day if you have to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're superfood.
Super, they are.
I would prefer to do it on fire sauce from Taco Bell.
Yes, you would.
Sure. Wonder what he thinks about that, the people that survived on the 5 packs of fire sauce from Taco Bell.
Whatever works.
Whatever works.
Wow, you said that fire sauce saved another life.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I'm starting details. To think it's all a PR
move. Well, you're wondering
you brought it up.
About all the premise of that. Bear, this you versus the wild. It's done after the success of Bandersnatch, so Netflix is jumping onto the choose-your-own-adventure thing. So there might be more than this.
Well, I wouldn't
remember those. We used to have a
choose-your-own-adventure.
Yeah, we had a bunch of them, peanut butter and whatever the other one was.
Uh oh.
Remember the ones that had the marker you would get and it would be invisible ink and you would write in it to see what the message was.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. What were those things? They'd get the little magazines. Scholastic, was that what they were?
Yeah.
The magazines, you'd order your books and your little thing. Oh, man.
Got it at the book fair.
That's when you realized you were poor.
Yeah.
At least that's when I did. All the other kids get, you know, 6, 10, 12 books. I'd get one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get the Invisible Ink book.
Well, that was the most fun book.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But
so,
Bear Grylls, though,
yeah,
so you can.
He's psyched about this. He says, I'm so proud to deliver the first of its kind live action interactive series, really giving viewers an all access pass to explore the world and its landscapes in my boots. So
yeah.
The stakes are high in this one. Show starts April 10th on Netflix, so get ready for that.
And how did I haven't done the other interactive one, but you just do it on your remote and you pick certain ways to go in the movie and all that?
I haven't watched it yet either.
Hmm.
Bandersnatch or whatever.
Mm-mm.
I thought it was something glass. Oh, it was mirror glass or black mirror.
Black mirror. Yeah.
That's Bandersnatch too?
Isn't it Fat Boy? That's what they called it, right?
I never watched that one.
Is that the one Benedict Cumberbatch is on?
No.
On Banderdash.
No, he's...
Balderdash.
He's Doctor Strange. Yeah, Balderdash. Black Mirror Bandersnatch. That's what it is.
They don't even sound real.
I haven't seen Sense8 or any of them.
Well, here's something for you. We touched on that just a moment ago. You better save your sauce packs because it could save your life again.
Is that true? Jimmy was just alluding to this.
It was substance. Okay, so there was a story that we did a couple weeks ago about a guy who got stuck in the snow and survived 5 days by eating Taco Bell hot sauce.
Did they reward him in any way? Like, did they give him free tacos or stuffed grillers or anything for a year or anything?
They gave him his life.
That doesn't count.
They should.
What does he get for getting his life back, though?
A free small cinnamon twist.
Yeah, somebody's got to steal a base first.
But does he get to pick KFC over Taco Bell if they offer him free Taco Bell for life? I'd take the free Pepsi.
You get a potato wedge taco?
Maybe what they do for him is if he goes to one that's a KFC / Taco Bell, he can order like 12 tacos and get them in a KFC bucket and then show up at the family reunion and mess with everybody.
Boom!
We're getting chicken.
So it's happened again,
yes,
Paige.
Here's a survival story. It happened between Orlando and Tampa. A 77-year-old guy and his wife were leaving a Taco Bell in Winter Haven, Florida on Saturday.
Spring training.
Accidentally put his car in drive instead of reverse and crashed into the Taco Bell dining room. And the car plowed through a pillar outside.
I exploded in their bathroom one time.
And then through a window where the guy was sitting. He's okay because he got up and got some more hot sauce.
God.
He just left to get sauce, and then the car comes right where he was sitting.
If they'd put it on his tray like he asked, he might not be here today to talk about it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there you go, saving another one. Metallica.
They should bring back the Chihuahua while we're on mascots.
Oh,
I was just thinking the Chihuahua should meet the Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Kiro.
Taco Bell? I'm the Colonel. I don't speak your language.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me, what did that dog just say?
What are you saying?
What did he say? Reba, get in here and tell us what he said. That's my Colonel.
Oh, yeah, it is. Metallica, they're all over the place. This has been a major endeavor for them, Hardwired.
They have their how was the bourbon, Jim? The whiskey.
It was their Internight Pilsner. I haven't cracked one open yet.
You haven't yet?
Uh-uh.
Wow.
No, I have not. I will at some point, but I haven't yet. I just like the box because it plays Enter Sandman.
Yeah. So what are they doing now? Another movie?
They're performing.
Metallicon, is that coming?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
It's a good idea.
Too much.
Well, once again, they're performing with the San Francisco Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, they did it live with the symphony, and that was the final days featuring Jason Newsted. So they're back. They've announced their 20th anniversary show, and it's going to happen September 6th. And it'll be the first event at San Francisco's new Chase Center Arena, featuring the Golden State Warriors.
Oh.
So that's pretty big.
Yeah. Wow. I thought they caught so much flack for doing it the first time. I guess now they don't give a crap.
Well, they caught flack for it, but it also was tremendously successful at the same time because a lot of people loved it. Like, you know, when we play a Metallica song, I prefer all of them to No Leaf Clover.
You don't like No Leaf Clover.
Or The Memory Remains.
Yeah.
Yeah. For any other ones to those two. But The Memory Remains was just off a reload.
Well, I want them to do it with a barbershop chorus. That would be fun. Like a barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
See, he can destroy.
Do something you haven't done before.
But Metallica has such interesting composition to the music.
What do you mean by that?
Just the composition of the music.
I see.
I mean, it's there.
Watch for my daddy.
I'll do it. Old Metallica. There's got to be an exit strategy at some point, right? Where you just stop. Legacy's got to come into play.
Stop collecting money. Their last album was really good.
Yeah, it was. The one before that was awful.
And the one before that wasn't that good. Yeah. The one before that wasn't that good.
Oh, see. It's going to start affecting. It's going to start diluting the discography.
But as long as they can put out one good one every four, that's fine with me.
Well, now they're on a roll again, so just keep doing.
I want to hear them with Pavarotti at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. The remaining members of The Who should join him on stage. Or Queen.
Well,
both of them. Do it at the new Woodstock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great, yeah. Don't you think?
There we go. Pavarotti will be there.
Something historical for that event.
Phil Lesh could join them.
Uh huh. You have ideas.
You can't have Pavarotti without Carreras and Domingo.
Yeah. And Andrea Bocelli, blind guy.
Yeah, he could be there too.
Someone could lead him up to the stage.
All right. Sideways. Well, some guys like a good girl fight, but how about a bikini clad girl fight brawl that turned out to be crazy?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
brawl.
Brawl.
More of that.
This is a wild brawl involving female revelers. It broke out in South Beach over the weekend in the middle of the road in Miami. So
is Miami where it's all going to break down, like the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah,
the ruin of society?
Like, is that the anti Atlantis?
How many Sodom and Gomorrahs are there? Look at this, man.
Well, yeah, Hollywood. Atlanta. You got Dollywood. You got Dirty Myrtle Beach, and then you've got Spartanburg.
Yeah.
So what you see is you see a woman in a white bikini and another one in like a orange bathing suit, one piece orange.
Yeah, there's like a dozen women fighting in the street. I mean, really fighting.
They're being swung around by their hair.
Yeah, they're throwing some huge like haymaker punches.
Yeah.
Shout out to their hairstylists for that stuff staying connected.
Mm-hmm.
And people were telling them to stop, but they continued to tear each other apart. And one of the women, dressed in a neon cut swimsuit, repeatedly has her breast exposed while exchanging blows with multiple other women in this scene. So,
not that kind. I know. Punches.
That's the best part when somebody gets topless. Because they rip it off.
All right, it's your favorite.
They better hope they don't hit the girl that threw the shovel at the other girl.
And it's unclear, according to the authorities and from the video, what sparked this big brawl. Mm-hmm. Was it over a man?
In Miami, probably cocaine.
You think so?
Yeah. Booger sugar.
So it was a large crowd, and police have, they've arrested some people. So with the video and everything, it's going to go down in history, and I'm sure their parents aren't going to be proud of them.
Their parents, sure.
Well, Myrtle Beach, where you at?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got to top it now.
They got to top it.
So new Myrtle Beach.
Come on, Myrtle Beach, get with it.
So, my goodness. And they were pulling each other's hair.
Yeah.
And fighting, swinging.
They were throwing punches like.
Yeah.
That ain't something you notice. Nobody was trying to get in there and break that up because you didn't want to. Nobody was
four
gonna do that.
Tornadoes at once, just spinning around.
Crazy.
Wasn't anybody about to try to get in the middle of that? No way.
No.
For whom the bell who tolls.
See, one man was yelling, "Get them up," and the others were saying, "Let them fight."
Yeah.
Well, he was saying, "Get them up." He was talking about, "Get your hands up.
Oh,
get your dukes
okay,
up."
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep your hands up.
I get it. He was trying to give him play by play. But see, when I was in my said fight with a girl trying to hit me, there were people, you know, around yelling at her to rip my clothes off. And I'm like, what's
wrong with
you people?
Naturally.
What's wrong with you people?
Tear it off.
Leave her standing there naked.
Give her
Beat
a twister.
Her up. Beat her up, but make sure she's naked.
Did your top come off?
No. Yeah. I punched back.
You should have taken it off, distracted her, threw it in her face.
Yeah.
And then started walloping on her belly or something.
That's my thing. You know, like, if somebody breaks in your house, first thing you do is take your pants off and go looking for them.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to mess with a naked dude.
No. Run at them.
Plumbed.
Run at them naked and see if they, you know.
Backwards.
Yeah, they go run
Talk at them like Ace Ventura with your butt.
Don't come get
me. Get out of my house.
Come run down the stairs naked with my dog.
I'm
calling.
Armed.
Get out! Get out! I'm going to call the police. Yeah, that's not going to work.
No.
All right.
No. Crime Stoppers advises against that.
No.
Oh, maybe some old people from up north will get in a fight in Charleston.
And it'd be something?
That'd be awesome. Some retirees from from New England getting a fight on the streets of Charleston, just rolling around in the cobblestone.
Man, you've seen old elderly men, like, just beat the hell out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
They'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody fights.
All right, well, I'll post this on social media for you.
Social.
So you can look at it. I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
All right, Paige says she'll post it online. You can look at it. How about that?
What about the fight, though?
Oh, yeah.
She'll post a fight, too.
All
okay.
the above.
We're going to talk to you about some things right after this. Don't forget Black Keys tickets. Still up for grabs this morning. The Big Show and LaLanna go see Lo Hi perform live and in concerts. The Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
2, 3, 4. Oh, wait a minute. Here it comes.
It takes a minute.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Takes a minute.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Nailed it.
There you go.
Third time's a charm.
Almost there.
It's Nine's Rejoin Week, and this is Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Too Sweet Tuesday, the theme today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm trying to think forward what we can look forward to.
Oh, you figure it out if you think hard.
Okay. Well, I don't want to run into anything. Real quick, the brackets, have you done yours yet? Everybody in this room has?
Yes, we have.
I was just interrogated in the hallway by our boss from another world. It's like, you get your brackets done? I said, yeah, you didn't hear?
Yeah, did you do your bracket, huh?
I don't know what I was doing, but.
I didn't really either.
Go Duke.
But here's the thing. Oh, Paige is now it's telling us who she chose.
Well, I told you earlier.
Got to wait till after we're done here, though.
I know.
What do you mean?
Go Duke.
Oh, yeah. Wait till a commercial break, Paige.
Yeah.
All right. I got excited. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You go Duke after 10 a.m.
I will.
But for right now, I need you to hang out and pay attention. You can win all kinds of prizes. I mean, really, I'll say this, and rarely will I give kudos. Kudos to the intercom sales staff for getting together a quite nice plethora of prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking Visa gift cards. We're talking concert tickets, Shinedown, Breaking Benjamin. Emotion. Nailed it. And then the happy hour package, the VIP happy hour package, which I was reading the fine print. This is, you see fine print, you think, oh, here comes the bad part.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to go do a happy hour kind of thing, you can also do a kid's birthday party with the same 20 guests with apps and then game cards for the kids.
How about that, man?
All that from Dave and Buster's, and thank you to everybody involved in this.
$1,375 grand prize in the bracket challenge.
Weird Al Yankovic is actually one of the sponsors in this, according to what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get tickets to see him play.
That's live. Right. Thank you, Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
Feel bad. What do his friends call him? Did they call him Weird Al? Hey, Weird.
Weird Al. Over here.
Yeah, man, you really get loaded up on tickets to stuff. Like, you get Weird Al, you get Hart, Breaking Benjamin.
What a summer.
Shinedown.
What a summer.
Tickets
that would
to
be.
All those. Those are four different sets of tickets to four different shows.
Yeah. It's not Weird Al opening for Hart. No, this is separate concerts
mm-hmm.
and shows and stuff. If you want to pick your brackets and if you want to join us and compete against us, go to 933theplanetrocks.com. And there's that website's really good. You can find all kind of videos and Paige posts her news links on there and all that stuff. And the contact us page is there as well, which
people
hold
use
on
that
a second. There's email and then there's freaking essays that are written, and I'm not talking about young men. I'm talking about this paper here that is essentially, you can tell this is from a college student, this email that was printed out and given to me. Wish I could put it through some kind of word counter. It's pretty long.
Yeah.
Yesterday, something, again, I'm not playing the role of the fool right now, as usual. How were we talking about sugar daddies and sugar babies? And
how did that come up?
That was brought up yesterday on the show, because I've got the
headline story.
Yeah, we had a list of the...
Oh, yeah, the universities.
The universities across the country where females, sugar babies, were getting sugar daddies to support them in their college education.
Headline.
Now, yeah. where was the local schools on that list?
They were all in the South, but none of them were in South Carolina.
Yeah.
They were all Florida, and number one was Georgia State.
Well, I'm going to tell you where it's happening.
Oh, good.
Clemson University.
No.
Oh, a story you'll only hear right here on 93.3 The Planet's Rise Guys Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
Break it.
It's too much to read, but here's the basis of this. First of all, this is how I had to write this down, because you got sugar babies, which are looked at as usually in a May, December, the May, mm-hmm. right? So the younger in the two. And then sugar daddies are the usually the old rich men who are paying for these young sugar babies.
Silverbacks.
Now, sugar mamas are when the women are playing the role of the sugar daddy.
Yep.
Sugar daddies are the long candies.
Yep.
Yes.
Sugar babies are the tiny little candies.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I, you see how I remember it?
Mm-hmm. Both so good.
Mm-hmm. Caramel. Or caramel.
Oh.
So, basically, first of all, she said she's fine with us saying her name. I'm trying to get her to actually call in on the show. But basically, after reading through this, what probably would have been, if in a larger font, probably like 5 pages long, she is in her third year at Clemson University, has not paid a dime out of her pocket, and has not had any scholarships, any kind of grants, anything from her parents. She has paid her college tuition by way of, as she said in her words, sugar daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's she's a lot going, of them out there, too.
She's furthering her education, her edumacation. She's getting a degree. And, I mean, she's pretty honest with this. Like, one of them pretty much straight up pays the tuition.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's another one that does... that just does books and then extracurriculars, whatever
like
that is.
Fun stuff.
Well, right? I know what extracurricular
books and fun.
Well, a curricular is something in school, no?
I mean, I guess.
That's curriculum.
I don't know what.
What's a speculum?
I don't know what she's into at school.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
But yeah.
She's getting money.
Seems like, you know, you'd have one for. One for your school stuff, and then one for fun.
Now, here's a quote from it. She says, "I know what you're probably asking. No, they're not just doing this to help the next generation. I go see them each, every other weekend."
Oh, wow.
What a college experience you're having when everybody else is doing, you know, what do they do, panty raids and all this stuff?
Yeah.
And then this one's got to go see, in my mind, some old dude that she don't want to be with, but she's just doing it to go through college.
Yeah, yeah, but she's, you know, if they're, like, hanging out and drinking, it's top shelf because, you know, dude's got money.
Oh, yeah. She's getting some Kettle One.
Eating some good food.
Do you think it's kind of like in the same vein as being a mistress?
I mean,
see, in my mind it is, but at the same time, like,
that's a lot of money for just sex.
It would have to be.
Yeah, but you know, like, a lot of these dudes are doing it for company. Like, they're doing it, or they want to go to some, you know, gala or whatever with some hot chick on their arm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oh, you're in love. Well, yeah, that, and he pays. What does it cost to go to Clemson? Like, a semester at Clemson?
A fair amount.
A good bit of money.
It's got to be, like, between $6,000 and $10,000, right? Living off campus in state.
Now, here's the thing I'm wondering.
In state, $14,272.
Want you to respond to my email and come on the show. Here's the question. Does the guy who pays the tuition get the same luxuries as the guy who just pays for the books and the extracurriculars?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There's different levels of
there
that. There has to be.
Services that you would receive.
Oh, yeah. He gets the special thing the girls don't like to do.
He gets the full girlfriend experience if he paid for the tuition.
Oh, my gosh.
He has to buy the gowns and everything for the gallows.
Speculum, by the way, is cable TV and internet.
Is it?
Exactly. Oh, okay.
They have cell phone service now, too, I see.
Mm-hmm. So.
Let's see. None of my close friends or parents back home, so she's out of state. That's a good point, too. Because if you're from Greenville and you're trying to do this down in Clemson, you know, word gets around.
Yeah.
That Greenville metropolis, but word, everybody knows everybody.
You find out it's pretty big, then you find out how small a town it can be.
But part of me down deep says, you know what, poor thing. Parents obviously wasn't going to help her out or didn't. She didn't have the scholarships or grants or whatever. Poor thing has to resort to this. But you know what? Other poor things out there don't have to resort to, in my mind, dipping down to that level, and they go out and work and have damn jobs. Damn it.
I have a question about sugar daddies and sugar babies.
Go ahead.
Sugar
I got babies. All the answers right here in this email.
How much money do you have in order to be a sugar daddy? I don't think I will ever have enough, or at least, well, even
with that kind of attitude, you won't.
Even if I had the required amount of money, I'm not doing that.
But
no, I will not pay your tuition. You know, it's like, no, no.
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 But
no.
Would you...
Shooter McGavin says no.
Would
no.
you support someone that you knew didn't care about you and was only sleeping with you for money and that you knew once she was out of school is bye-bye? Because you might fall in love with it.
Well, on the other
He's
hand...
He's probably hoping she's going for a graduate afterwards.
Yeah. And on the other hand, you know, if she graduates and moves off, we could always...
Get another one.
Find another one. The same, yeah, same true. Situation, yeah, just same, revolving
same,
door.
Same, you know.
But, it, I mean, how many people you going to put? Good for you for putting so many people through college.
I know. Does he get a tax credit for that?
You should change your name to the education lottery.
What are they going to say to you? You put people through college.
You think that's why people started scholarship foundations? I mean, like, their accountant said, look, Thurston, some old rich guy named, hey, Thurston, yeah. You're paying for these six girls to go to college. Right. Why? Because I care about the future.
Well, they provide service.
You should start a foundation so you can actually get a tax credit for putting these girls in college.
Morally, I don't care about it if it's a single man and he wants to do that. Yeah. But this is probably, in some situations, a man with a family that's keeping this other girl up and putting her through school. Mm-hmm. And if you were the wife or...
If I was Thurston the Third.
You know, if you were Lovey and you found out that Thurston had a college girl that he was paying for,
sure.
Wouldn't you be a little upset about that?
Absolutely.
You know, you'd have to have just bukus of money to pull that off, right? To pull off...
You would have to.
Paying someone's college tuition at upwards of $15,000 a year without anybody knowing about it. You'd have to have just... More, you'd have to have just blank you money coming out your ears.
Squirreled away somewhere.
You just have to have tons and tons and tons of money.
We have a, is it fair to say former sugar baby?
Yes.
Former sugar baby on the phone, going under the name Anonymous. Okay. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Hey. So you had a sugar daddy before, huh?
I did. It was when I was younger.
Yeah.
And, he was actually just a friend of mine that I made online. He lives in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And I was going through a really bad rough patch. I didn't have anything to eat. And so he sent me money every week for a year to make sure that I had gas in my car, to find a job, and to make sure I had food to eat. So,
and you never met him in person? It was just an online relationship?
We talked on Skype and stuff, but it never was anything sexual. He just cared about me.
Well, then I don't know that you're...
We were just good friends.
I wouldn't consider you a sugar baby then. No. I think you were just someone in need that somebody helped out.
He found a kind man.
You didn't ever do him like a solo video or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
We used to talk all the time. We would spend hours talking, and like he would send me money if I, like, that I wanted something, and he was like, well, here, go get yourself this, because you've been doing a good job trying to find a job and stuff, so I'm going to reward you. So that's, I guess, where the sugar baby part, sugar daddy part came in, because he would send me money for going out and looking for a job as a reward.
You didn't even have to do anything. You didn't have to send nudes or nothing.
No
vids.
You didn't feel bad and not want to send him any nudes?
It wasn't discouraged, but I didn't have to either.
Oh, I see. So you, at some point, you did.
Maybe.
Too hard to believe, too good to be true. Thank you, though, Anonymous. I'm glad you survived that ordeal. Thank you.
He was good to me, so I can't knock it.
There you go. Not till you try it. That's right. Thank you, Anonymous. Is that such a bad thing? I mean, like, you know, I remember Mark Cuban in his book. He said that when he wanted to start his business, he was good at tennis. So he started doing tennis lessons, and that's how he saved money to start his own business. What if you're just a hot chick and you just want to, like, God bless you with this beautiful body? If I was a hot girl, I'd be a stripper. I would tour the world, and I'd win all the amateur contests.
That's what you do? That'd be your thing?
Like, part of me says, oh, that's bad that they have to stoop to that low. And damn me if I'm bad for saying stooping that low, but I mean, needs are being met on both sides, and if two adults can go, I'm saying make prostitution legal.
Well, yes,
several people are texting in saying that, you know, sugar daddy situations don't necessarily involve sex. Sure, a lot of times they probably do, but not all the time.
And also, damn me for being sexist, because I'm sitting here saying if it's a guy and the girl's having to do it, that's awful. But in my mind, what if it's some hot MILF?
Oh, yeah.
Who's got a little, you know, blank boy?
Yeah. Mrs. Robinson.
That's very sexy to me. I feel the opposite way about it. I'm sexist in the opposite way.
That's the reason you feel that way is because you're a grown man.
Thank you.
You know, if you imagine yourself in that position with this older woman, that's hot. But then you're also a grown man who is a father to a daughter.
Oh, come on.
So that's why you don't like that side of it.
Well, that's right. You figured it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to start paying you the copay.
Thank you.
And laying down on your couch. All right. We'll continue these calls.
Here all over you.
1-800. I know. I laid down on his couch the other day, stood up with a fur coat on. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Sugar babies, sugar mamas, sugar daddies, or whatever you got on your mind. We'll talk to you right after this.
You know you love them, but all you gotta do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3, the planet just rise.
Damn right I am. I'm being called jealous that I couldn't get my college tuition paid for because I'm a hot girl. Yeah, I totally own up to that.
Might as well, yeah.
I would have. And really, if I was an attractive female with a nice, you know, tight body and all toned and maybe like an olive complexion or something,
like a tiger.
I would tour the clubs around the continental United States and win all their amateur nights and make no bones about it. I don't care.
Would you hook up with hot dudes?
No, that'd be a lesbian. I'd be a lesbian. 1-800-774-0093. We're talking about sugar mamas and sugar daddies and sugar babies. And there's P1 Sean the Bomb from Greer. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, sir, you?
I'm doing all right. I was calling because I actually got a story from when I was about 15. I was with this girl who was 21. And I would call her my sugar mama, and she'd laugh, but she agreed with me that that's what she was.
And how old was she?
She was 21, right here.
She might be on the list now.
there was nothing like that, right? She would just buy you gifts and things. There was never any kind of activity going on, right?
Well, actually, my mom knew about it. She used to call her a diaper sniper.
What, she called her what?
A diaper sniper. A lickle?
Oh, God.
A lickle?
What? I don't understand. Like, was it because maybe she was barren and couldn't have children? I mean, why was she a diaper sniper?
You know, basically same thing as a cradle robber.
Oh no!
Oh, that's worse.
That is.
Yeah, she had a job and she'd buy me things and she had a car and she'd drive me and my friends places when I asked her to.
Yeah,
It was a pretty good gig.
Oh, I
must have been a good looking boy.
I've never met you. Call all the time, Sean, but I ain't never met you. What's who's the celebrity you resemble? Anyone?
I've been told at one point in my life it was Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, but I don't know about that.
Come on,
man.
Come on, bud.
That's something else.
Illegal.
Well, look, if I ever see a man who looks like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, I'm going to assume it's you.
Come
say hello.
You've actually met me in person one time.
And where? I've never been there.
It was at a Sphinx during the car wash thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
He's talking about the Tom Cruise that sells the Rascals.
Okay. I see. All right. Well, Sean, thank you. And do you see that lady anymore, the diaper snapper? Do you see her ever? Or?
No, I ain't seen her since I broke up with her.
Oh, good for you.
Why'd you break it off?
Heartbreaker.
Why'd I break it off?
Yeah.
We're at a house party one time. She had made out with one of my friends that was at the time Whore X. And I just...
Whore X?
That's awful.
I couldn't.
Sean, I love you, man.
Yeah.
I really do.
You
know what? What's your schedule looking like this morning? We're going to play a game here in a minute. I'd love for you to play if you're interested.
Well, I'm actually currently working right now, but
I'm sorry.
Most of my job is drive time.
Yeah,
at least today.
Okay. You got like in 12, 15 minutes, we'll get you on and play a game with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, hold on there. Hold on, Sean. All right, there we go.
Illegal?
Now,
why are all these people texting they don't believe him?
I don't
know. Why don't y'all text that 72341?
Have you ever been in a relationship with a seagull before? I haven't.
No, me neither, man.
I mean, that's what he was saying. And I'll tell you this. I've never been to that city, he claimed. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he means.
We'll ask him about that. We need, so that means we have one contestant with P1 Sean the Bomb. That means we need, do the math for me, one more contestant.
One more player.
1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. This will be your chance to pick up a pair of tickets to see the Black Keys in Atlanta, Georgia. As we play the game we haven't played in quite some time, it's Blinking with Paige.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to blink with Paige right after this. Right after this.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.